Good evening, Madam President. How are you? Who I am isn't important. No. I'm a nobody. You, however, president of a Fortune 500 company, a patron to half a dozen reputable charities, a woman of vast wealth and influence indeed. I should be thanking you for your time. Truly, I am graced with... what? Oh, I wouldn't hang up the phone if I were you. Why? Well, we wouldn't want your new Japanese partners to find out about those side deals you made today. Yeah, the ones with the conglomerate in Hong Kong. Yeah, that's the one. I have copies of the contracts right here with me, in fact. Fascinating stuff, way over my head, but I think I got the gist. Somehow I don't think either parties would be all too happy to hear they're being pitted against each other. Very clever, I must say, but you know what they say about leaving a paper trail. Now, shall we talk? Good. And may I just say, that is a fabulous black dress you're wearing. Oh my, your face. God, you look terrified. Yes, I'm watching you right now. Perhaps via cameras I've hidden in your penthouse. Perhaps I'm looking in from one of the windows opposite you. Lots of black windows, lots of possibilities. You were heading out to a fundraiser, correct? Yeah, I have a copy of your diary right here. Oh, I have lots of interesting things here. More than enough to bury you and your career, for sure. So why don't you just take a seat on the sofa there? Thank you. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. Bastard! Oh, Madam President, such language is unbefitting a woman of your station. Although I'll admit the name is fitting of me. However, you'd be wise to not test me. While beyond these four walls and at this very moment, I'm a man of little importance. But right here and now, I own you. And the look on your face confirms just that. You've made a lot of people unhappy, my dear. You've stepped on people to get where you are, and now those people want to see you cut down to size. Of course, we don't want you to lose your position, or the fine salary you have. No. We simply wish to remind you that those lovely clothes you wear, the car you drive... It all means nothing when you allow yourself to fall into the willing grasp of someone like me. Now, stand up. I said stand up. Good. Turn around. That's right, back to face the window. Reach down, touch your toes. Back up, don't slouch. About face. Now you'd make a fine soldier. Bend over for me. Don't question me, just do it. Present yourself to me. It's a good girl. Oh, we are going to have so much fun tonight. Tell me, what colour underwear are you wearing? I didn't tell you to straighten up. I'm not done with this particular view. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, the collar. You don't want to tell me? Oh, that is a shame. You'll just have to show me then. Darling, you're really not playing by the rules here, are you? Proof. Well, of course, excuse me, of course you need proof. Well, would me telling you that following tonight's dinner you have a meeting with your accountant, followed by a phone meeting with your American sister company. Tomorrow, rather busy day, brunch with the in-laws, projection meeting with finance, and enough for now? Very good. I hope you now realize that I am not playing games with you. No. Lose the dress. One strap at a time. Hesitant? Oh, don't be. This is just the start. Now, be a sweet thing and take off the fucking dress. Good. Good. Black. A particular favorite of mine. My, your body is a sight to behold. I'm so glad I decided to fuck with you after all. Legal ramifications aside, I did wonder if this was morally decent, but then I figured, when you're dealing with morally reprehensible people, there really is no wrong, just a sense of balance. Hands behind your head, chin up. Pose for me. I wonder if anyone else can see you. I wonder if anyone else sees the half-naked woman in the penthouse flaunting her body. Isn't that a delicious idea? I do hope they're enjoying the show. Now, brown panties. I want to see them decorating your floor. Good, good. I must admit, I'd expected more of a fight from you. You must have been expecting someone to find those documents, hmm? Although I imagine the consequences weren't quite as erotic in your head. Oh, come now, my darling. Insults will serve little purpose here. And off they go. Do give me a little spin, dear. I want to enjoy this spectacle. Mm-hmm. You know, I've often wondered what you look like under those suits and dresses. I am far from disappointed. Now, do me a favour and walk into the bedroom. Don't worry, the blinds in there are open too. I'll still be able to see you. Disappear on me and, well, I have these scanned and ready to be sent to some interested parties. There we go. Fabulous heels, by the way. Now, on your knees by the bed. Just look under there for me. Do you see a black box? Don't recognize it? Well, I'd imagine so. It wasn't there until 2 hours ago. And there's the shocked face again. Come now. If I can get hold of your diary, do you think the spare set of keys your assistant has in her desk are out of reach too? Pull it out and carry it back to the sofa. That's a good girl. Now, the fun can really begin. Go ahead, open up. Yeah, consider this my box of tricks. Pull out the first thing you see. Ah, the ball gag. Come now, that look of disgust doesn't suit you one bit. I'd like you to put it on for me. No. Do we really have to go through this again? Imagine my fucking boot heel looming over you right now. Better yet, imagine you sat in the palm of my hand, because that is exactly where you are right now. Put on the fucking ball gag. Ah, thank you. Suits you. Now put the phone on speaker and set it down on the sofa. Good girl. Now the second item, if you would. Ooh, the riding crop. A personal favourite of mine, being the sadistic sort. Stand up. I must say, I don't miss your voice at all. This is much simpler. There's no joy quite like a quiet and obedient whore. Not fond of the name? Get used to it. That is precisely what I'm making you tonight. Now, turn around and climb onto the sofa on your knees. Careful not to disturb the phone. We wouldn't want you to miss any instructions now, would we? Now, a few hard lashes over your ass. And look over your shoulder while you do. That's right, three. Right cheek. Make me happy. Ooh, one. Good girl. And two. Look at that blushing skin. Come now, no hesitation. Three. Very good. Put it aside for now. We'll be needing it later. Now, item number three. The butt plug. That's right. Now the fun really begins. There's a bottle of lube in there too. Why don't you liberally smother it for me? I'm sure I don't need to explain why. Don't go reaching for the gag clasp now. We won't want you to be able to voice your opinions. That's right. Stroke it up and down. Just like I'm sure you do your husband's cock. Speaking of, he must be wondering where you are. Imagine his surprise if he were to find you right now, mouth gagged, on your knees, presenting your ass to the world, lubing up a butt plug and looking so very pathetic and broken. Now, insert it into your little virgin asshole. Assuming you've never done this before. If you have, well, this should be easy. Although by your trepidation, I'm guessing you haven't. Come now, don't look so afraid. Nice and slow. Very, very nice. That's right. I want it all the way in. I want to see you take that plug all the way inside you. I want to see if I can't make you enjoy this. My, you squirm so deliciously. Is it tight? Stretching your little hole bigger and bigger until. There's a good hole. Now, don't move. Just reach over and grab the crop again. That's it. Five lashes this time on the opposite cheek. Nice and fast this time, don't hesitate. Yes, oh fuck. Just one more. One more, right now. Fucking do it. There. Now you can put it down again. Now, the final gift I have for you. Turn over onto your back for me. Relax. Reach in there and take it out. Oh, yes, but of course. We can't let that little cunt of yours go unattended now, can we? Take the dildo out. There's a good pet. Now, I would like to see you take that in your mouth for a little while. But again, we wouldn't want you voicing your opinions and ruin both our fun now, would we? Now, place the tip against your cunt and just rub. Up and down. That's right. I wonder if your husband dominates you like this. Or do you dominate him? I wonder if this angers you, being used, bossed around. Like you boss around all those little worker bees all day, scurrying around your feet so very unimportant to you, all your little underpaid wage slaves. Slide it inside you. Now. I want to see just how well my boss can take a big, hard cock. Lose the bulging eyes, little bitch. This should come as no fucking surprise. Did you really think you could act the way you do, abuse people the way you do without comeuppance? Silly, silly girl. Today's the day where I prove you wrong. Put it in now, or your career goes goodbye, and you spend the rest of your days humiliated and untrustworthy. Good. All the way in. Every inch. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that's going in a little too easy. Either you're a bona fide whore or you're wet right now. Wet and horny because one of your so-called pathetic desk monkeys has you by the throat, is watching you with three holes full, pleasure yourself for him, for me. Yes. I think you like being controlled after all. You like being watched. Fuck yourself with it. Nice and fast. I want to see you sweat. That's right. Very good. In and out, in and out. I want to see it glisten with your juices. Riding crop time again, my dear. Round three. Nipples. No set number this time. I'll tell you when to stop. Go. Now. Look at you. Plugging your asshole, dildo working in and out of your cunt, ball gagging your slutty little mouth, and your nipples nice and hard from the abuse I ordered. Nothing but a pathetic whore, eager to follow orders. Harder now. I know you can hit them harder than that. Good girl. Are you about ready to come for me? I think so. I can see your arms shaking. Keep going. That's right. I want to do this for you. It looks like you haven't been fucked this good for a while. We should do this regularly, don't you think? Ha! If I didn't know any better, I swear you just nodded. Stop hitting yourself. Quickly take the ball gag off with your free hand. Good, that's right. Breathe. Breathe for me. Now, thank me. Thank me for tonight and for my attention. Come on, two words. Stop panting, you're not a fucking dog. Close, but not quite. Some form of animal, definitely. You're welcome. Now, come for me. Very good. No, no, no. Don't move. I think you've earned a rest. Now, I'm sure I don't have to tell you not to mention this to anyone. While I'll admit there are no cameras in your apartment, there is one here. That's right, the whole thing. If I hear so much as a peep about our fun tonight, everyone in the company will find this little treat in their inbox the following morning. Your husband too, of course, he'll see it. Your colleagues on the board, your parents. I will fucking ruin you. Anyway, I'm done here. Perhaps you might consider treating your employees with a little more respect now, hmm? Otherwise, I may just have to pay you another visit. Would you like that? Don't bother shaking your head. I think I already know the answer. Now, perhaps we'll speak again soon, my dear. Oh, and if I were you, I'd put those away and tidy yourself up. Your husband's car pulled up to your building a minute ago, and he's already on his way up.